Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy in Peace Outreach Ministry, where today your host is none other than Minister Sadie Elliott. And first of all, I would like to say good morning to all our radio listeners this morning that's coming by way of blogtalk.com. Welcome to Joy in Peace again. And for those that would like to call in, this is the number that you can call in. It's 646-716 4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And today, listeners, I have two special guests that will be on the program today. We're going to be talking about fasting today. And both of these gentlemen know a lot about fasting. They will implement quite a few things for you today, so please get your paper and your pencil, be ready to take scriptures down as they give it to you. So I would like for you to welcome on the air today Pastor Leon Young and Evangelist Richard Bryan. Y'all are now on the air.
Amen. We just being in your company again. Thank God for what he's doing for us. But I'm going to let the pastor get an opportunity to say something.
Amen.
Yeah.
God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Leon.
All right, woman of God. How are you this morning?
I am great. Praise God. And welcome. I am just so delighted to have you on the program this morning. God is just so good.
Yes, he is. He's awesome.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, we're going to be sharing with you guys every once in a while. I just want to see what was going on here so I can join in maybe the next time I get the number and I can call and we can all join in together.
I would love that. I would really love that.
Okay. Okay, then. Hey, count me in.
All right. I have you in.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
I'm going to be talking. I'm on my way with me and the preacher myself. We're on our way back to the house. But I'm going to hand them the phone when they get back to the house, and I'm going to get with you guys, all right?
All right. We will really appreciate that.
All right. Well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, we just on our way back to the house, but we are also going to be just still talking about fasting.
Okay.
Continue to let the people know about fasting, what fasting representing, and what you're doing, the purpose of fasting, and how you surrender your life to God. You know, fasting plays the biggest part of our lives. God put us on the fast. Put us on the fast. God put you on the fast is something is different than putting on a natural fast that you say you're going on the fast. And it also lets us know you're not supposed to let your left hand or your right hand know what you're going to do. And then coming down to fasting is something that making your request known unto God and let God know exactly what you want God in your request. And that's the denial. Sometimes we just wonder why we have to go on the fast. Well, God wants to do some change in your life, want to take a new avenue in your life and to bring you to that point that you begin to start serving Him and giving up this world. Because it's something about when you're giving your life to God, God changes the status in your life. You can't be as the people, and you can't be as the world, but you be as God. And it takes a cleansing, a purging inside of us, that God would change and put things in us that we need, that need to be changed in our life. So it just we get more hunger for God. God do something different in our spirit. Our spirit long without His presence, and there's an outpouring of God. And this time, what God wants to do is turn us upside down and shake all the stuff out of us and turn it right back side up and get a refilling, a refreshing in our spirit. And that's where that fasting comes in, that's denial. A lot of people don't deny this. Denial is flesh. Flesh is one of the hindrances to coming down to fasting. They don't want to, your flesh is not going to agree with you when you come down to flesh, fasting.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the same mode of going in, because the flesh gets hungry. Get hungry for the things of this world. But when you come down to the spirit's thing, your spirit gets hungry for God.
Mm-hmm.
And long without the presence of God in your life, and that's just showing us how much that we are doing what God called us to do. It's almost like when we begin to start seeking God, a person when he want to get along with God, and there always be an interference as something that comes towards them that don't want to give up, and they fight it. It's almost like a fight inside of you. But the Bible says that your spirit is, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing to do what it causes God to do inside of it. So it's things that we're looking at coming down to doing God's will. Surrendering is one of the things in us. We got to surrender to let God mold us and shape us in the form that He wants us to shape us in. And the Bible says, blessed are they that hunger after righteousness, they should be filled. That's a feeling inside of us. We get hungry for God. That's giving up everything. You got to give up everything to go with God. You just can't just say, I'm just going. And when we're still talking about fasting, and that fast that you put, with God puts you on the fast, He takes the hunger away from you. You see, but when you go on a fast, you make an announcement that I'm going on the fast. Well, the devil knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're already alarming. You're alarming it out. You're saying it out what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But when God puts you on the fast, it's a leading of God. God takes the hunger away from you. He gives you more desire for Him than your flesh. Your flesh don't want to serve God. But your spirit is always want to serve God because it wants more of God. But you're getting hope to the things of God, not of this world. So the transformation is taking place in your spirit. Your spirit longs without that transformation of God inside of you. So it's something about that name, Jesus, when you talk about it, something goes, the word of God gets alive inside of us. So it's a lot going inside of us that causes us to fast. Well, fasting is one of the places where they begin to humble you. People don't like to be humble, but it'll humble you if you surrender, because you're bringing your flesh down to the point of being subject to God. It won't be subject to your flesh anymore. You'll be more or less yielding to the Spirit of God. And then God begins to start taking you into that level with Him. And He begins to show you things how, and that's almost like when Jesus went on a fast. He went on a 40-day fast. And He went out on that 40 days. And He was fed manna from on high. And the angels have fed Him. Well, God wants to feed us through the Word of God. When you go on that fast, He begins to lead you in certain scriptures that line up with your life, that changes things in your life. You don't feel this. You really don't be the same after God gets through cleansing you and purging you, taking you to that point that I'm getting more of God and less of myself, so denial in the self. And He begins to work on that, on your mentality, working on your mind. Your mind begins to start being set free to the things of this world. You're not caught with the kernel of things. And as a freshness come over you, because a fresh anointing come on you. And that fresh anointing comes on because you give yourself to God. You decrease and that God is increasing. The more you decrease, the more He would increase more in you. And you surrender all that you can do to God, be pleasing and pleasant in God's sight. So it's a lot to denying. And I know it's hard. Some people say it's hard to deny. Well, when you in your flesh, it's going to be hard to deny. But when you're out of the flesh, and in the spiritual realm, it's easy for you to be the assets to God's word. The word comes so greatly in you. The word comes so bountiful in you. And this is how we surrender our minds and our thoughts. God began to put new thoughts in us. Begin to think on those things that pertain to the kingdom of God. And it's almost like what Jesus was dealing with when this man came along. But it's oftentimes the son would oftentimes fall in the water, and oftentimes he had a lunatic spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like disciples. This man came to the disciples and asked them, would they help him? Well, you know that the disciples didn't have what Jesus had. So the man took his son to Jesus and asked him what he happened. And Jesus told him, one scripture was telling about this old faithful generation, how long shall I be with? He's telling them how to bring the boy here. And he commanded that spirit to come out of him. Well, Jesus was, at the time, he was fasting. He had the fast on with God. God was in him, and God was manifesting himself in him. And then when he spoke a word, the boy calm down. That's why he's talking about these times go out through fasting and prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So that prayer is the main thing. You can't leave prayer out.
That's right.
Because if you leave prayer out, prayer goes along with your fasting.
Mm-hmm.
It does the same with the word. You got to feed your inner man as well as you go into the word of God. God begin to open up some things to you. So it's just something great about fasting. And just say you might have something else to say about that.
Okay, then I have a few things I inject in that. As you were speaking and telling the people on the air today about fasting, and you know a lot of people think fasting is just often a way to lose weight, but many people still today fast for spiritual purpose, and fasting help people practice self-control and self-discipline with themselves. And they're speaking about that in the Bible. And fasting was also practical to show the seriousness of one's religion and an endowment to remind each other and other people, you know, how to live and how to go not bread alone. You know, sometimes we got to die to the flesh. We have to let God come in. And like you were saying earlier, a lot of people want to fast, which is good. But the most important fast to be beneficiary to you is the fast from God. When God puts you on a divine fast, you don't have to go around telling anybody or even looking like you're on a fast. And there's so many people you find, oh, I'm on a fast. I've been on a fast for 20 days or 30 days, you know. That's between you and God. And fasting, you know, was often accomplished with the tradition side of mourning. That is, in the Word of God, it was talking about coming from 1 Kings 21 and 27, it was talking about wearing sackcloth, you know, at that time, what they were doing. And Elzik, you know, humbled himself through fasting. And the prophet Joel declared fast for the people and a time of religious assembly to seek God's mercy. And anybody that want to back up those scriptures on what I was just saying, you can go to Joel, the first chapter, through the 14th verse, and also Joel, the second chapter, and the 15th verse. And as I was reading it, it say fasting was always supposed to be directly toward God as a means of acquiring guidance and help from him. So when people go on a fast, implementary fast, they should really know the reason they are going on the fast, the length of days God had told them to go on the fast, decide what type of fast you would do. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that, because deciding what type of fast, it means if you're out of control at the table, you're going to be out of control in other areas of your life during the fast. And fasting is a neglecting area of discipline. That means you have to come in subjection to God. And a lot of times they say, well, how long shall I fast? That's a determinate length of days. And when God can tell you that some fast for 3 days, some do it for 7 days, and you can find that in the scriptures in Psalms 30, 11 through 13. And if you want to do it, if God tell you to do a 21-day fast, that's in Daniel. And if you're blessed, he tell you to go to do a 40-day fast, you can find that reading Exodus, the 39th chapter. And I'm giving people these scriptures that may be listening in, because they have, some have attuned themselves too much because they say, let's fast. They don't know why they're fasting. They're doing it, like they say, big eyes, little U's, big pictures, little pictures. I'm doing it because you do it. But do you know really why you're doing it for yourself? Did God put you on this fast? Was it a fast called by the body of the man of God over the ministry you're in? But y'all supposed to know when you start the fast what everybody collected is praying for. Right. Not one praying this and this one here for it to be effective. You should know. And also, as I was reading, they was talking about the three types of fast, Evangelist Brian. And as I was searching into the scripture on that, the three types of fast, in case if someone listening didn't know, it's a total fast, meaning it's no water or food. And when you come out of that kind of fast, I mean, you have connection with God. God have revealed to you so much. I've been on that fast more than once. The normal fast is no food but water. And you can find that in Matthew, the 4th chapter, and the 2nd verse. Anyone that would like to check this for scripture, it's in the Word of God. And then the next type of fast is a partial fast, giving up like desserts or certain food, or some people you hear give up TV or give up going to the movie, just, you know, things like that. But it's three types of fast. And in the Word of God, as you read, you'll find out it's really more fasts that they did from the Old Testament coming into the New Testament. A lot of them are in the Old Testament. And another thing people really have to realize, Evangelist Brian and Pastor Leon, is preparing your body for the fast. A lot of people don't realize, they just say, boom, gun ho, and they're going to go on the fast. But when you're preparing for God have you on a fast, your lighter food intake several days prior to beginning the fast.
Right.
You eat few meals prior to beginning the fast. And you start putting more fruits and vegetables prior to beginning the fast. And you start, a lot of people don't like to drink water. They like to drink coffee, cold drinks, stuff like that. But increase your water intake when you're preparing your body for the fast. That way you can go through the fast. You see, when you read the scripture, how God went through that fast. He was tempted, but you see how God went through it? And you have to prepare your body. And, you know, I kind of broke this down a little bit for myself. About a one-third of water, one-third of food, and one-third empty our stomach. And when you fast, the body eliminate poison and pesticides from your body. And fasting is an opportunity to go to lunch or dinner with the Lord. Now, you can step right on in. Evangelist Brian, I don't want to take up all the time because you know me. I get on it and won't be able to quit.
Well, you're doing a pretty good job at it. And then, I'm just listening to some things that, some of the scriptures that you wrote down. I went over those scriptures too, different things that you were talking about, the sackcloth, and all those weird things about that. But Jeremiah's telling us the same thing about that fasting. He was telling about the people, how the people come on this fast, concerning about the food, the eating. And he was saying all that to let people know that when they do go on a fast like that, there has to be a denial. And as you petition God, for the fast that you're putting before the Lord. So God, it's what was the fasting is bringing to the point that, like you saying that you do not let people know when you go on a fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's something between you and God.
Yes.
You know, that's something that when God puts you on the fast, or when you're long and asking God, to Lord, I want to go on this fast to, because I'm fasting for a purpose and fasting for a reason. I'm holding this to you and making it known unto you. The Bible said, make your request known unto God.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fast in secret. You know, by then you don't walk around with a sad face or an unhappy face, but you walk around with joy, because
mm-hmm.
that's what fasting brings to you. Your body begin to, the body structures inside of you start changing. Like you said, and when you put certain fasts on, you're making like you're going on a water fast,
mm-hmm.
or you're going on a 1 day fast, or a 3 day fast, or a fast that you like you say, you go on certain fasts that people go on
mm-hmm.
for a reason. Like I said, some go on a 21-day fast, like Daniel went on that. Well, Daniel went on that fast because God put him on that fast.
That's
it wasn't
right.
Something that he put himself on. It's something that God put him on that because he wanted to do some things in Daniel, so he did. And he knows that when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, and he was in there a certain length of time, but yet the lions couldn't do anything to him because God turned around and used Daniel to how to tame the lion. So God changes things in when he puts you on the fast. It gives you such some change in life. Let's talk more like Jesus when he came off the 40-day fast, and at when he came off the fast, he came and consecrated with which is called a spirit,
mm-hmm.
a Satan. He came to try to tempt Jesus. But Jesus had been fed. You know, when you get fed and put that into your spirit, you get power. And Jesus had power to come out of that, and he knew the devil was going to win. And he had some words. You know how to, he spoke words. And the devil couldn't fight against the word because God knew him, and he knew exactly where he was coming from and knew exactly what he's seeing things. Well, God, he'll show you visions. You know, he'll show you things in the spirit that you can't imagine what will come out of you when you begin to go on different things. Like when you go on the fast, you shut yourself off.
Yeah.
You don't get with people, because if you get with people, you pick up things.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go get in a fast, it's a place that God puts you at, but be quiet. Sometimes God will put you in a quiet zone that you won't say nothing. Because a place where if you get in your Bible, he'll put you right in the word, and you just read. You're silent. You'll be meditating on God. And then your spirit can absorb that. And then when you do come off your fast, there's a greater anointing comes upon you. You know, it's a power that comes upon you, and you feel that power. Sometimes God puts you in a state to anointing be so high on you, you fall out in it. You know, if you ever felt his presence come so great up on that you, that there's something that comes all over you at once.
Mm-hmm.
You never felt before in your life, but there's something that comes over. It's just something that goes through, almost through your body. Almost like a wave of wind, a wave of warm heat go all through you. And,
yes.
and your freshness of God's power, that's God is filling you up. It's putting this, always you're getting a charge in your spirit. a charge that you needed that had left out of your spirit. A lot of people today has not that great anointing, not the anointing that God wants you to have.
Yeah.
Because when you get that anointing of God, it's places that you go, people feel the presence of God all around you. Where you go, your complexion changes. The Spirit of God changes your skin starts changing. In other words, it begins to start clearing up. Everything is inside you start clearing because you went through a refreshing. That's almost like the scripture says in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah says in the book Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those that wait upon the Lord shall renew strength." Shall renew. That renewing means refresh. That's a refreshing in you. So he refresh you, and he'll tell you he'll mount you up as an eagle. Or he'll mount you up high up in him because the eagle, he flies high. So you put up like that eagle, you'll be as an eagle flying high. And he said, "You shall run and not be weary." Now it's time that you're going to run, and you're going to run with a word. You're not going to be weary.
Yeah.
And you won't even faint because that's what God got you. You won't be unconscious. You'll be awake at all times because of the fresh anointing of God's anointing comes upon you. And he begin to put that all in you. When you come off of your fast, it's greater dimensions of God's power is going to overtake you, and you will think different. You notice how you begin to think some things come out of you didn't know it was possible to come out of you.
So
well,
true.
That's God. Mm-hmm. He begin to absorbing your mind, your thoughts, and you begin to think different. You won't think hesitant no more. You think positive. Things will go real well within your mind and how you think, and you begin to see things that you have never sought before, and God begin to start dealing with you in that area. He opened your eyes up, eyes that you begin to see things that knowing it couldn't nothing be but God that showed these things to you, because He's awakening your spirit. Your spirit alone without that, and you have a watch for yourself. You begin to watch your spirit, watch the things. You can watch your spirit. You can see the things coming out of your spirit. And people will see something in you they have never seen before in you. And you know it comes direct from God because you say some things out of your mouth. Where did all this come from? Well,
that is so true.
you've been in the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind is absorbing it. It's overtaking the things that you couldn't do nothing but sit there and certain scriptures that come to you while you're on your fast, God put you certain scriptures that you remember, bring it to your remembrance with all the things that you said from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because a word, the word will do something. And you can put a watch on yourself. Be careful how you entertain people.
Yeah.
Because if you notice that Paul said to the Corinthian people, and when coming down to fasting, he said, now one scripture over in the book of Corinthians is a second Corinthians 6:5. When he said in stripping, he said, he's been making this known to us. He said, now in stripping, they're in imprisonment. In the trumpet, in the labor, you labor in watching, in fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're seeing something here that what's taking place in Scripture, while up above that said, but in all things approving ourselves as minister of God, in much patience. In affliction, in the necessity, in distress, in the stripping. These things that coincide, God do a little, He does a stripping inside of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And do a stripping in your mind. Your mind begin to get stripped of the things, of the carnal things, and begin to get things put into your spirit. And your spirit begin to gain more understanding. And as Paul was saying to the Ephesus church, begin to speak a word about prayer. Paul said, I cease not making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. What is the hope of your calling? See, that's something that prayer changes. He gives you the knowledge. He gives you understanding. Things that you missed from the beginning, God began to open it up to you. Clearly, your mind began to think on the things that you just said from the beginning. Sometimes you look back on your life, and you look back where you used to, when you first got saved, there was a time that you fast, didn't have a problem with fasting.
Mm-hmm.
But as you got grown in the Lord, and every person that got grown in the Lord, they have a struggle with fasting. They have a struggle saying, I'm going on a fast. Well,
mm-hmm.
when you say it, it don't go the way you say it. But when the Spirit of God leads you, that's the difference between you saying you're going on one
mm-hmm.
and the leading of God. See, God, mm-hmm. he leads you. In other words, he'll take the hunger away from you.
Yes, he will.
But if you go on your fast, I'm going to do this fast, well, actually, you're saying that, but actually, there's hunger come on you.
Mm-hmm.
It come on in the natural. It comes on your natural mind. And your natural mind gets host to it. Then you follow after. What do you do? You follow after what your natural way. You're so used to the natural. But see, if you get into the spiritual realm, you follow after the spiritual realm, God begin to lead you and guide you. And you have to be led. That's why Jesus was led up. He was led into the wilderness. He didn't go on his own. He was led to go. God led him in the spirit realm because he was led to go on the 40-day fast. Moses was led to go on the 40-day fast. And when he went to seek God, Moses he went on with no food, no water. He was there along with God. Mm-hmm. And when he come out of the Mount Sinai, he came out with a brightness on his face. He was so glorious. The glory of the Lord was up on him so bright that even Joshua seen how he was so bright. And when you get that on your face, your face be so clear and bright,
mm-hmm.
and people see that. They'll
mm-hmm.
see something. They'll tell you that it's just something about your face. And it's something about that. You're so bright and clear. Your skin is so clear. Well, that's because you've been before God.
Yeah.
And when you're before God, your complexion changed. As we said, fasting plays the biggest part of every human being in life, because humans, sometimes you notice the doctor, they tell you go on the fast before they examine you.
Mm-hmm.
And then inside and you see what's going on, they want to get everything out. Well, God, he do the same thing. He does that. He tell you go on the fast, so he can examine you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see where you at with him, or examine you in the faith, and you can see everything, what needs to be taking place to put back in and put in the original state it was when you first fell in love with God. So when you fall in love with God, that's a different thing, because he's taking you to that place with him. It no more eyes and no more use.
Mm-hmm.
You can't serve him. You can't serve him and serve the world at the same time. There's something about when you serve God. God changes the thing. He changes your status. So you can't live like the world anymore, because you're shunned from the things of the world, because your mind is separated from the world. It's more or less in the things of God. You don't put enough in your mind. In other words, the scripture-wise, you keep putting the scriptures in your mind, and mind gets lined up with the word of God. You begin to say things of God. But almost like he said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. Your mind has to be renewed.
Mm-hmm.
So that deny himself and pick up the cross and follow God, that's a denial in you. Now, sometimes you say, well, I want to deny myself, but sometimes you get in yourself, it's hard to deny yourself. It's almost like it says, it's hard to kick against the prick.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to kick against God's word, or the word that says it's hard to get. Now, you know that because you look back at Paul's time, and even Paul when he was on his way on the road to Damascus, you see how that happened to Paul. That light came to Paul, and Paul was blinded certain amount of time,
mm-hmm.
but also he was fasting too, because he didn't eat no food. He was in that fasting mode until God got through with him. And that's when God set him down there and let Ananias tell him what's what. So that's letting us know that we have to deny ourselves for fasting. This is a price that you have to pay. Everybody's not going to pay the price because everybody can't go on it. A lot of people can't go on the fast because they ain't used to fasting. They can't go one day without. They can't even go 1 hour without fasting. But they're so used to the carnal. When you're from the flesh, you do the things of the flesh, and the flesh loves to you not to fast. It loves you. That's why you never know yourself. Things rile up. When things don't go right, you say a word out of your mouth where you hadn't upset it. It's like an anger word come out of you. You don't mean to say it, but yet it come because you haven't got you haven't let God bring the flesh down. Or what do they say? Humble yourself under the mighty hands of God. He'll exalt you in due time. Well, if there's no denial in you, there's no fasting in you. You're still in your same mold. You still act the same. You ain't changed. You still got that same personality. Your personality ain't changed. You still got the same. And it's almost like he said, therefore, if any man in Christ, he become a new creature. Old things in the past, behold, all things become new. Well, there's got to be something new come to pass upon your life. And when you deny self, no more eyes and no more you. Well, God, he can manifest the spirit in you. He'll manifest himself in because you submitted to him, not your flesh no more.
Mm-hmm.
So, a person cannot pick his flesh up and then walk in hand with God. You can't. It ain't no way possible. There's got to be a denial in that. It's got to be to the point that you got to walk in the spirit and fulfill the spirit of God. Let the spirit and be not conformed, but you got to fulfill the spirit of God. And when God takes you to the level that nobody can do but God, because that's a denial. And what God wants to do to every believer is change their mind.
Mm-hmm.
He want to change the mind, get the mind of Christ like. Because, you know, the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. That means that something had to be pure. The body had to be pure, or in other words, that you got to change your eating habit. We expecting God to do what he want to do, and that means that we have to change.
That's right. Because
if you don't change, God can't do anything for you. Still the same. That's almost like he tells the saints what to eat. And a lot of saints don't eat what God tells them to eat.
Mm-hmm.
They eat what they want to eat. Because it's almost like you said, I wish above you may prosper and be in good health, even your soul prosper. Well, your soul is not going to prosper if your health is not right.
That's right.
So that means that until you get your soul right, get your body right, then your soul and body will prosper, but as long as it's not. But you're still in that same, you eating exactly what you want. You wonder why health don't come. Well, God don't, he can't use a broken down body.
He got to
use a body that's in physical shape, that he done put his power in it. And God done trained them how to maneuver, how to do the things, and when it tells, it goes on the fast, it goes on. When God puts you on one, you don't have no problem.
Well, that's right. I'm a living witness to that.
when you on your own, when you do your own thing, well, you have a problem.
Yes, you do.
It never be a problem with God. It will always be yourself. So if yourself doing what it want to do with it, do everything else beside what the Word tells it to do, because it's rebelled against itself. Yourself is not going to, your human flesh is not going to obey God. It's going to be rebelled against God, because it's a rebellion type of body. But your spirit is willing. You got a will in it. You said the flesh is weak, weak to the things of God. Your spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. What is weak to the things of the world? And if you're not to the point where it's been governed by God, well, it's got to be governed by the flesh. And you can't mingle with the flesh and at the same time with God trying to deal with you. That's something that you have to give up. It's like, almost like you said, who you yield your members to, that's who you're serving to. If you serve the flesh, that's the constantly been. And one thing God just was revealing this last day, for you to live long, that means that you have to eat the ingredients of God's word.
That's right.
And eat the food that God put before you. Get off the food that's not benefiting, like poison.
Mm-hmm.
all the stuff is in salt.
Yeah.
People don't check the salt. They don't watch what they eat.
That's right.
And sodium, one of the plays with high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
All the diseases are caused by eat the wrong stuff. Why don't you eat the fruit? And the Bible speaks about fruit.
Yes, it does. Fruits and nuts.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, that's when you eat the fruits of God, then that's health.
Yes.
That's health. That's almost like you said, a merry heart through good like medicine. Well, health comes through medicine of the Word of God. The Word of God keeps it. And if the Word tells us how to, you know, the Word tells us, attain to my Word. It's telling us attain to the Word. It says health to all our flesh. Now the health come through attaining to the Word of God. As long as like you go in the store, you go and buy the food, you make your list out what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that you make your list out. But you never communicate with God and say, God, what should I eat? What,
that's right.
What do you think? What do you, should I help to eat to benefit my body?
Mm.
You tell me exactly what to eat and what not to eat, and so I can have a healthy mind. Well, God, he'll begin to, if you listen to him. Now, everybody's
yes.
not listening. If you're not tuned to God, you ain't going to listen to you and do exactly what you've been doing for the longest.
That's so true. So acting
just like you, and it's just a normal person. But when a spiritual person comes to the reality of knowing God, he'll give you the food to eat, nourishing food, something to keep you in good health.
Mm-hmm.
The ingredients to eat, not to add to or take away. You know, it's almost like he tells us to seek first the kingdom of heaven and all this righteous and all these things to add unto it. Well, there's something about what you got to be seeking for. You got to seek for the things that he put on your plate that you start eating. Healthy every night. He don't want his people to have heart attacks, strokes,
right.
All these things are coming up on the body of Christ, and that's because the body of Christ is not eating properly. They're not eating the things that will count and exercise and tell you what to do, and you wonder why you're overweighted or why you have pains in your body or things that you shouldn't be doing, or you're not even activating your life more to the things of the kingdom of God. Well, that's just showing you right now, how much time do you spend with God? How much time do you give yourself to God? How many times do you fast a week? I mean, God said fast often.
Yes, right.
That's the word of God. That's the word of God tells us fast often, but keeps on fast often.
That's
because
right.
The reason why he tells us, he knew this day was coming for the world's sake, but because of the time that we're living in and plus the things that they put in the ground. The chemicals is one of the things that put in the ground right now. And fasting would help cleanse you out or bring all the bacteria out of your body,
mm-hmm.
wash it out,
purify
your body. And then you start eat the right things to help put the cells back, normal cells inside where it will allow, like diseases of cancer come up. And so that's in the Old Testament, back in the old time, that back then spoke about, they're talking about leprosy. Leprosy was a type of a bacterial disease, and it
mm-hmm.
got into certain in certain people. And back in old, even the women back there, that's referring to about the blood. Women had time about the blood was up on women and. Certain time they went through certain season and everything because of what they did, they got out of the will of God and diseases came up on them. Well, people, then the way you think about the church, well, when you get out of the will of God, diseases come. That's because you're not doing what God told you to do from the beginning. Eat right and I'll keep you well. Otherwise,
that's right.
And the Deuteronomy, he said, now I would not allow none of the diseases to come up on you as I did the Egyptians. The Egyptian
mm-hmm.
was a type of the world. And if you live just like the world, you're surely going to die like the world because the things are in the world. But if you come out of the world and serve God, God said, I will keep you. Until the day I come, I will keep you in physical health. And she knows that Moses was in physical health. Moses living on in 80 years.
Yeah.
80 years of his life and his ministry sort of.
Because
his sickness was getting on Moses. What do you think? Same as Jesus, you know, sickness. Get on him because he was all God manifested. God was fed him on bread from on high. And then notice that he was fed the manna on high. To go to carry this commission out, he was not sick, was not diseased. He was always doing about the Father's business. He was out laying hands on the sick or he ministering to the people and ministering about the kingdom of God. It's about the things they should do, or even the disciples. Disciples, they followed Jesus, none of them were sick. They followed Jesus because they followed the medicine. Jesus mm-hmm. was the medicine. They followed the medicine wherever he went. The medicine followed, and they was following the medicine. The medicine kept them well.
Yes.
But after the medicine left, we use that as a parable that Jesus was the medicine. After the medicine left out, he left, gave them power. And they lived, and they was not sick in disease. They carried it, as you know how.
That is
and
so
that's what God, and that's what God is doing the church. The church has to be that same way to keep, you know, to keep this, let's just say, your body in contact with God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not in that mode, keeping your body in contact with God, well, sickness diseases will hit you every time. And
yes.
You
yes,
have what you say. Keep it happening. It's like what they yes. say. Every time they turn around, they're saying, I got this, I got that. But that, you haven't, because you're speaking it all the time. I mean, when you speak it all the time, it's you're speaking the picture right into you. You're speaking all the things that are coming up on you. All the things that started from the beginning in your life. And you're
yes,
still Lord. Confessing it out.
Yes.
So the change, let God speak positive things, you're fighting against it. That's almost like I said, it's hard to kick against God's word because the word is always right. Well, we're wrong.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere down the line, it's
yes,
the right way, it's the wrong way. Because if we was in the right way, better things would be better for us. None
That's
of the
true.
Saints. You could be a help to other saints. Because if you was fasting and praying, you go to the hospital, you lay hands on somebody in the hospital, the virtue go out of you. And that person gets healed right there in the hospital.
Yes.
And you go somewhere else and lay hands on somebody on the street out there. You anointed. And somebody out there on the street gets healed. They just wonder how this could be. Well, Peter used an example. Peter was anointed. His shadow was anointed. He
mm-hmm.
walked past people, brought couches and beds out in the street, and they was healed. Wow.
Yeah.
Because the anointing
yeah.
was up on Peter. The anointing was on the people. That's that same anointing. That's that power that Peter had. Well, we invested in us.
That's
God.
Right.
Because of the word. Because of the word of God. It's the word
that's
is forever
right.
settled in heaven. That's what changes everything. So if you got that type of anointing on you, that's because you're paying that price.
Yeah.
Price paid the praise from the time because
yes,
of the word.
Yeah.
It's the word. The word is what causes things to turn. The word is set apart because of what it's doing. And the Bible said, blessed they that hunger. If you got a hunger for God, God will take you to that level with you. You don't have to struggle.
Yes,
and when you struggle like that, when you're fasting, don't try to be as the scribes and Pharisees,
mm-hmm.
and showing you know, showing how much you're doing and everything. You don't have to alarm nobody. You don't have to even show nothing to nobody.
That's right.
Be as yourself. Be when you go on your when God puts you on that fast. You don't have to alarm nobody because. If you got a smile on your face, they wouldn't even recognize that you're even going on the fast.
Tell me about it.
You just act just like a normal person.
That's right.
And just enjoying yourself all during the day. Be happy.
Mm-hmm.
God put you on there. Now, people don't, when they go on the fast, some people wonder why when they go on, they go on the fast of themselves and they come off of themselves and they snap off all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll be God.
That's
that
right.
was that wasn't a fast of God. That was a fast of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When God puts you on a fast, you come off that fast. You're more gentle. You're more humble.
Yes, you are.
You're so meek. You don't get high minded.
Mm-mm.
You just get to the point of the basic of you just humble yourself under God's hand. God, He uses you in that category.
Yeah.
Why? Because You're humble. He can't use no person when they ain't humble.
That's so true.
He will not exalt you when you in your flesh. You're fasting what you did. You fast and you're fasting when in vain. You didn't do what God told you to do. You did what you wanted to do. And you're
That's
trying to right. satisfy the flesh. But and temptation comes when you're tempted. You're tempted by the devil. The devil comes to tempt you. He's trying
yeah.
to bring you off your fast. Anything to try to distract you off of it. But when God puts you on one, there's no distraction.
That's right.
You can go through anything that God hold back the force of the evil because the evil's going to come against you because your mind is fixed. You done got a made up mind. You said, I'm not going to do it. I'm just lowering myself down. I'm just giving God all the glory. They can say
yeah.
all kinds
yeah.
of things against me. try to get me riled up, try to say some things that you try to make me upset and all.
Uh-huh.
I'm just counting all joy.
Yep,
that's
what you
got
to do, count it all joy.
No, when you get to that point, that you lift God up. Well, yes. You're lifting God. Why? Why are you lifting God? Because of the presence of God overshadows you. It overtakes your thoughts. You're walking in the presence of God. And the devil knows that. That's why he comes to tempt you.
Yes,
see,
he does.
He comes to try to distract you, but see, you don't yield to that. You don't yield to this mistake because God is in you, and God brings you to the point that you're humbling yourself more. And the more you humble, your soul begins to prosper.
Yes,
your soul begins
to
prosper. And as you begin to humble yourself more and more, the soul begins to start being more meek. Your mind begins to start thinking on pleasant things. You think on those good things, think the things are true and honest. God begin to put things in your mind that you couldn't think about at first, but as you go on through the day, you go on through the day with joy and peace, long-suffering, tenderness, meekness,
Lord.
All the fruits of the Spirit then manifested in you because of what you've done, what God is manifesting. See, he's adding to it. That's where that's seeking first the kingdom.
Mm.
You seek first the kingdom of heaven because God, he's there adding to you. He's not subtracting.
That's right.
But he's adding because you're seeking him. And you got to keep on seeking. You got to keep, God is not stopped. You have to continue to find God. He's still there. You got to search for him. It's almost like he's like hidden treasure. You know, God is treasure. And you got to find that treasure. You got to keep finding the treasure. Where is that treasure hidden? That's why he put that hunger. If he put the hunger in you, you got a hunger for him. And if you're hungry for him, that means you got to search him. I got to find him. I got to get what I've been hungry for him. I'm hungry for him. I got to get more of him.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got enough. Because if you had enough, you wouldn't need him no more. But you ain't got it all yet. You ain't full of him. Because when you get full to the brim, he said, now you're running. Your cup runneth over. That says running over. That means that running water all over. You're running on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get this up. It's all off the woman at the well. He's going to give you that living water, the water that springs up inside of you. And when it springs up inside, that's a flow. That's a flowing of the Spirit, of power flowing out of your issues of life. The life comes, and then the thirst comes. The more you thirst, the more you want more of it. You never quench your thirst. It's something about when you get quenched to the thirst, why that's a thirsting more. You don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Some people probably got enough. No, you ain't never got enough. So you didn't got enough. That means you ain't got. That means you don't need him no more. No,
I'm telling you
need him. You got to have it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be going through the phases. Every day you're going through a phase. You're going through something different. But when you rest to God, you have his power upon you. Things just start doing. Something breaks inside of you. And when it breaks inside, when you come on that fast, God breaks something inside of you.
Yes, it
and
yes, all the
tears begin to come.
Mm.
That all water, right, that breaking point is inside of you. That's something that's been lonely. You've been lonely from it, but it'll begin to break it.
Yeah.
Break it that you know that something divine in me. I got to have more. It's just like a stream running down inside of me. It just seemed like things, God began to lift things up off of me because it's been broken loose inside. And you get so full up to the, you just don't just want to release it.
Yeah.
That's what God overshadows you. And you begin to start praising God. Why? Why? He said, hours of abundance. That's out of your abundance. You start praising God and the water start coming.
Yeah.
And when you be on your fast, it seemed like that God begin to lift things up and seem like something goes inside of you that you never felt before because the presence of God be so illuminated that it's take you almost like you'd be caught up in the third heavens of God.
Yes.
It fall upon you. It's anointing falls so great upon you. It revives you. Things that have been missed in you, God restoring because you in that secret place. Secret place. Sometimes God puts you in a secret place that you need a refresh, renewing in you. not your sister, not your brother, but you. You're the one that needs renewing, because you need a refreshed renown in you. And when God puts you in the valleys, it's almost like David said in the book of Psalms, 91, it said, he that dwelleth in the secret places, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadows of the Almighty God. That's a secret place, that a place that you already made a stake claim, a claim that God does will put you in a place that you begin to cry to him. God begin to do some cleansing in you. Some, you know, God begin to purge you. You need purged. You need to purge out the things. There's things that in you have been in you so long that's holding you down that you can't get no further where you are. Something that caused you to stop where you are. It's something that caused to put a depression type on you or put you in anxiety that you can't get yourself out of you, kind of being stressed. But God put you in that secret place so he can bring all those things out of you, that you can walk straight and be loosed. You don't have no pressure on you. You can walk in divine under the presence of the umbrella of God. His presence be holding you more strongly than you have over months and over the years. You have not felt the anointing like you want to feel the anointing. You talk about his anointing, but you have not tasted his great anointing. When you get his great anointing, that's a greater dimension that God takes you to another step. Your mind, you can illuminate everything that you've been going through for the longest, that God be bringing to your attention. Now I can see the glory to God. It's that greatness of God that just begin to make you cry out to God, to praise you, weep for God. You mourn for God. You long for God. You just be to that point that you're selling out to God. God's taking the steps, almost a step that you can't imagine you ever stepped in. It's almost like you step down into that freshness of water. It's almost like you down by that. You sat by that tree, by the living water, that tree that never, that sits by the rivers of living water, the water that's absorbed that tree, bring that tree alive. So God begin to bring you alive because you're right in the presence. You get in the presence of him at first. Jesus was in the presence of God. The angels were feeding Jesus on manna on high. But Jesus was hungry in the wilderness, but they fed him manna. So this time that God had to feed you manna when you go on your fast. You can't get this manna for just by looking at a magazine or trying to check the TV off. This is something that just had to be spiritual manual from God. It's God to give you a diet, bread of life, something to bring you alive that you didn't have before. That's why you get in that mold that you can't see your way. It's no wavery. This is something that's real. It's not something wavery. You get in and you get out of that knowledge, something to sustain your life forever. You are ever being. You got to have this. You got for to live on planet Earth, you got to have the power of God inside of you. You can't just live and think you're not going to get by, but God, this is something real that you have to have. That's where that fasting comes, denying the flesh. It cannot stand when you sell out to God. It cannot even stand up because you get weak. When you get weak in your flesh to the point that God begin to break your flesh down, that means that God is molding you, breaking you down to the point that you can't stand. Your flesh won't be able to stand. Your spirit will overtake your flesh. You'll walk in the newness of God. It will be the point that you'll speak words out of your mouth and your flesh will come in agreement with you. I said, how can two walk together? Let's agree.
Let me agree. Ooh, evangelist, I mean, this is so good. I don't even want to stop. I think I'm going to have part two of this on us another show. We have about 5 minutes, and if there's anything you want to tell the radio listeners today, that this has been a beautiful show today, and I just thank God on the knowledge on fasting, and I know a lot of people were sitting there with their paper and pencil just jotting down all kind of good information. So would you close us out today, please? Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Yes, and I tell you, the people, the radio person and radio land out there, whatever you do, consult God. When you go on your fast, always consult God. Let God direct you on your fast. Don't let flesh direct you. Let God direct you, because that's what God will do. Amen. God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what we spoke, for your words, and we thank you for your words. We thank you, Lord, for different ones that, Lord, were listening, oh God, We ask you, Lord, to continue to deal with those that right now that's going through, that God bless them, God, and God, let them continue to hear the word of God, and Lord, to build their faith up in you, God. We don't fall up to give you the praise and honor right now, Lord. We just thank you for this time as we get ready to go to our separate place to enter with the word of God, get abiding the status of on our hearts, oh God. And we just give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And thank you so much. And I hope we can get Pastor Leon next week to come on too with you.
Okay.
All right. And I'll let y'all know what the topic is.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.